What an honor this is. I want to thank the California Council of Economic Education. But to me, the real honor is the teachers and the moms out there. My mom passed away this year and was a teacher for 47 years. And I'm a 58-year-old mama's boy. And I still text my mom. I kept her phone and her plan so I could text her every day the four things that she wanted to know about me, which was, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I love you and appreciate you. And for all you moms out there, I promise you, your children love and appreciate you. And I wish and bless them happiness and health as well. I have to admit, my mom raised six kids on her own. My dad left when I was five. She was a single second grade teacher, packed our dinner in a paper bag in Akron, Ohio, drove us around in a country squire station wagon, making us teach each other and learn from each other while she filled up turnstiles with greeting cards at convenience stores just so we could eat. My mom had great lessons. I have to admit though, I never really listened to my mom. Never took her advice till the day she died. I just watched her. I watched my mom every day. And although I didn't listen to her, the lessons that me and my siblings, each of them all went to the Ivy Leagues, graduated summa cum laude from Harvard, Penn, Columbia. I just watched her. And she had great lessons like, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds. And my favorite, which applies when I'm blessed by my friends and my family and this community that supports me so I can support others, to support others, to empower others to be happy. You're either humble or you're about to be. And I'm always humbled by getting honored or recognized for what I was named to do. My mom intentionally named me David Meltzer. David means beloved. Meltzer means servant. And every time in my life I didn't live up to my name, my mom would say, son, I spent the time to purposely name you, live up to your name. So tonight, in spirit of every teacher and every mom out there, I want to thank you. It is you who guarantees us a future that's so bright. The impact that teachers have is amazing. You know, I don't know how I became a middle-aged mutant turtle on Instagram. I didn't even know what Instagram was. My kids were like, dude, dad, you have a blue check. I'm like, what the fuck is a blue check? You're verified. I'm like, no, I'm like the most notable sports agency guy. You know, Warren Moon's my business partner. No, no, dad, you're verified. And they're like, dad, DM me. And I'm looking, I'm like, well, my name's David Meltzer. So I lost all credibility with my four kids when I looked at them. All my kids' initials are M and M. They're all Miles, Marissa, Mia, and Marlena. I said, cool, I'll MM you back. But as I finish up, I have to share this story because I travel around and, you know, you're kind of like a housewife when you have millions of people on social media. You know, people recognize you that watch you every day. And most of the people in the world don't know who the hell you are, but these people watch you every day and they know everything about you. So I'm at the gate at LAX and some guy looks across the gate and I can tell he recognizes me. And I'm like, oh, I like it. But anyway, I pretended like, oh. Anyway, so he walks up, he says, are you David Meltzer? And I said, yeah. And I thought he'd say, thank you so much for your content or you've changed my life. And I said, would you maybe want a book or a picture? He's like, no. He goes, I want to thank you. I said, what for? He said, and he started to cry. Your mom was my second grade teacher. And she changed my life. I hated school. I hated school until I met your mom. And today, I'm a doctor. And your mom used to tell me, which I found funny because that's all she said to me, doctor, lawyer, or failure. And when she died, I was all three. And she said, and I'm especially proud of you for being such a good failure. So in honor of my mom and your mom and every mom out there and every teacher out there that has impacted at least one child, changed one child's life so that they're here on earth to empower thousands of people, maybe even millions of people, I would ask one thing of all of you. Please rise. Please stand up real quickly if you don't mind. And if we could give a huge, huge round of applause for all the teachers and the moms out there. Let's appreciate it. Come on, let's hear it. Thank you, Mom. Let's hear it. Is that all you got for your mom? Let's hear it. Please. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate all of you. God bless you. Anything I can do, I'm your beloved servant.